CNN News Selection Number 1, Racial Misrepresentation.
Authorities in Spokane, Washington are looking into claims that the local NAACP president has been misrepresenting her race. The woman claims she is African American. Her parents say she's white. Stephanie Elam reports.
It seems like an easy question.
Are your parents, are they white?
But for Rachel Dolezal, it was enough to make her run from a local reporter. Dolezal is president of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP and professor of Africana Studies at Eastern Washington University. For years, the 37-year-old has claimed she's black, reinforcing that belief by posting pictures like this one from the Spokane NAACP Facebook page. The caption underneath says her father, presumably this black man, will be a special guest at one of their events. But this is the birth certificate CNN obtained from Rachel's parents. This is her biological mother, and this is her father, proving that Rachel Dolezal is white. The couple says their daughter has never claimed to be black in their presence, though due to a legal dispute, they haven't talked to her in years.
That's at her request. That's because Rachel has chosen to distance herself from the family and be hostile toward us. She doesn't want to be seen with us because it ruins her image.
An image the Dolezals, who adopted four black children, say came about gradually around 2007.
Rachel has always been interested in ethnicity and diversity, and we had many friends of different ethnicities when she was growing up.
So interested in black culture that Dolezal left Montana to go to college in Jackson, Mississippi, before earning a master's degree from Howard University, a historically black institution, in 2002. Throughout her career, she's fought for racial equality. Here she is with Baltimore prosecutor Marilyn Mosby. Dolezal was also appointed to oversee equality in the police department. On her application, however, she indicated that she is white, black, and Native American. Now the city is checking to see if this new revelation has violated any policies.
The truth here is that she is a white woman is exercising extraordinary privilege to try on blackness, as some people say, to try on everything but the burden, and to decide when and how she wants to be this thing that she can always walk away from.
CNN tried unsuccessfully to reach Dolezal for comment. As for the NAACP, the organization is standing behind Dolezal, saying, quote, "We encourage Americans of all stripes to become members and serve as leaders in our organization."
It's worth pointing out that you don't have to be black to be a leader in the NAACP, and you don't have to be black to go to Howard University. But what's puzzling so many people is that Rachel Dolezal has been known to be an effective leader when it comes to race relations, and many people don't understand why she felt the need to lie, because they believe she could have done that whether she was black or white. Stephanie Elam, CNN, Los Angeles.